Ladies and gents, oh, look at you lovely people who are out here on a Sunday night supporting live music. Let's give yourselves a round of applause, because frankly, if it wasn't for you lot, this lot would be bored and unemployed. But thankfully, they've got something fun to do and they can maybe earn a crust. Thank you very much. How many in this audience have seen Elin Jewell play before?
Yeah.
How many of you have seen her here before?
Yeah, there's a few.
I was here. Okay, so this band, I know they don't need a lot of introduction, so really my job is just to make you look in this direction. But I would like to know that you're going to make the appropriate amount of noise. So can we have a pretend round of applause? How much noise are you going to make while when Elin Jewell is playing? There's going to be a lot. Let's hear you. What are you going to do? This lot are awesome. This lot need work. Let's have another one. Come on, what are you going to do? I think you can do better, and I know that on this third time of asking, you are going to. And for real, please give it up. Give it up, Uni Music Source style, for the wonderful, the incredible Elin Jewell! Yeah!
Got in the way.
strife has separated the two of us. But now it's brought us back together, and I'm so glad for that. Good to be back. And let's do a honky tonk number now, because why not? This is called Heartache Boulevard. Danceable number, and someone in the audience shouted out, "We're British." And I think it was one of my first times here, so I didn't really know what that meant. And now I do, but I appreciated it. So now I don't point that out. And you're looking good out there, though. I can see you bobbing around. I'll take it. We just came from the Netherlands, and I hardly saw any motion. It's all relative, is what I'm getting. Here's a song that I wrote a long time ago. I felt like it was true when I wrote it, and which is why I wrote it. And now I feel like it's even more true, unfortunately. This is called Rich Man's World.
Yeah.
just got in from the Netherlands just today. We were there for a week, so that's why I'm speaking all kinds of Dutch and stuff. We also didn't sleep much last night. That might be part of it, too. The only way to deal with that is just to play a Loretta Lynn song. Which, right? It's the answer to everything. I feel like I've waited long enough. Let's do it. This is a... Well, it's a song that we put on Butcher Holler, our tribute to Loretta Lynn, one of my favorites of hers. She put it on her record, of course, because she wrote it back in the 60s, I believe. And, yeah, this is called You Wanna Give Me a Lift. Oh, wait, hang on. Sorry. I didn't... Yeah, there's just no way for this to not be awkward, so I'm just gonna do this, call attention to it. You got a spot for that? Thank you, honey. It's just a little warm in here. You noticed. Okay, now I'm ready. 1, 2, 3. It's about a real place in Idaho, where I'm from, in the U.S., obviously. And it's an interesting place. It's, if you ever get a chance, just skip it. I don't know. It's like how I describe it in the song. This is called Needle and Thread. Just one horse show of a one horse town. No match for him. Troubles Away song. Because that works out perfectly every time, doesn't it? Y'all know. Cheers to you, whatever you're drinking. Here's High Shelf Foods. Holidays are right around the corner. We promise. this song is not on the album. It's just a really great album, and I'm not saying that because I'm biased or anything. But I'm not one bit biased, but I do just love his guitar playing, don't you? And these other guys are keepers too. The unsung heroes. Let's do a song from Sundown. One that takes place in the southwest of the U.S. It's called Rio Grande. So I thought that it was only fitting that Santa Fe get its own song. Because the Dylan one, let's face it, it's a little weird. I like it, but I was wondering when I did finally... So I heard the song first, and then I went to Santa Fe, and then I thought, I'm not sure if Bob Dylan had been here when he wrote that song. I'm not saying I've done it better than Bob Dylan, don't get me wrong, but Desert, in case you were wondering. And when you grow up in a desert, you just have to get extra creative about your activities. And that's partly what this song is about. Yearning for something greater. Because I knew there was a big world beyond the Desert Horizon. I thought it would be pretty awesome. I just couldn't wait to get the hell out of there. That was the main thing. Maybe I didn't even really care if it was awesome, as long as it just was elsewhere. This is called Hallelujah Band. Warning sign.
Thank you.
Heart of Blues, it's all blues covers from the 20s-ish through the 60s-ish. And a lot of it is stuff I've been loving since I was a teenager. And some of it is new to me. This next one here is somewhere in between. This is a Big Maybelle tune, and it's called Don't Leave For Me. Thank you. Quarantine is another one of my favorite Prince songs. I love everything Lonnie Johnson ever did. I never heard a single recording of his that I didn't just love. It's called Another Night to Cry. This whole love of the blues for me back when I was 15. I discovered my dad's vinyl collection in the attic of our garage, and he had stashed it up there because our record player broke, and it was the 90s, and that's just what you did back then. When your record player broke, you just didn't buy another one, you bought a CD player and you moved on with your life. But I uncovered them, and I think it's a good thing that I did, because I think if he had shown them to me and played them for me, I would have thought they were really lame. But because it was my discovery up there, like, you know, unearthing buried treasure, then it was love at first sight, really, when I saw the cover of the Howlin' Wolf record. I just thought, his name is Howlin' Wolf. I mean, even a 15-year-old can figure out, at least this 15-year-old. And, you know, granted, I was a little bit odd. It wasn't something that was shared among my peers, but I went out and I got a record player at a garage sale, and my life has been better ever since. So here's a song from that record. It's a Willie Dixon tune, but Howlin' Wolf played it, and it's called You'll Be Mine.
Thank you.
we've done a lot of stuff so far. We've done quite a few songs in a short amount of time. I feel like this was one of our more efficient shows. But I'm wondering if there's anything we left out that you want to hear that we know that is not Freebird. If you say Freebird, you get kicked out. Oh, yes. Okay.
Back to Dallas.
Boundary County.
Oh, my. There are so many songs. This gets to be a problem with each year that goes by that we have a new album out anyway. It's like less room on the merchandise table, so it gets more complicated. Like, where do we put all this stuff? And also, what do we put on the set list? And so we rely on the help of our audience members. So thank you for the good suggestions, the direction that we need in our lives. You guys want to start with Re-Enroll In? I heard that one first. All right. Take it away. There's only one constant in this whole world, but nothing ever stays the same. Someday my life will be over, and no one will remember my name. That's all right, 'cause what's in a name? Who needs another one to memorize anyway? Make no fuss over. Record came out in 2006, which means somehow I've already been at it 11 years. I don't really know how I did that. I didn't mean to, that's for sure. But time has a way of flying when you're all in a van together. So at the end of last year, to commemorate our 10th anniversary on the road, we re-released the first album on vinyl, so all you vinylophiles, all two of you are probably excited to learn that, I hope. I love vinyl. Obviously, my story confesses. That's why I carry it all around the planet, because I believe in vinyl. I believe in the power of a vinyl record, and not much else. So here's the title track to that first album. This is called Boundary. Say hello to Boundary County, if you make it up that way. I don't wandered away from there. Wandered away from there. I miss the barbed wire and the sage on that wild northern range. The giant staring sky like a bright tragic blue eye. Why I left, I can't say why. I can't say why. the stories of your scars. We kept each other's secrets, slept in empty cars. I remember you. I showed you how to kiss. I let you shoot my hat off, 'cause I knew you wouldn't miss. And I remember you. Song, and I first fell in love with Bessie Smith and her music when I was 19, and I got my heart broken for the first time, and I didn't know what the hell to do about that, and so I found in the school library, I think it was an LP or maybe a box of CDs, and on the front it said, Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, and there she is in her flapper gown, looking amazing, looking like she's on top of the world, like life has never got her down for a second. Empress of the Blues must know the answers, right? So I listened to all of the songs that I could find of hers, and I loved everyone, but I noticed that she used a lot of her songs, most of her songs mention gin, at least, or just full-on say, like, yeah, I'm awesome because of my gin. And so, of course, I started drinking gin way too young, but that's okay, because it all worked out, and she was right. It really is delicious. This song doesn't mention gin, but I like it anyway, and it's, yeah, it's Downhearted Blues. Take it away. But it's hard to love someone when that someone don't love you. I'm so disgusted, heartbroken too. I got those downhearted blues. Once I was crazy about a man. He mistreated me all the time. The next man I get has got to promise. Motivated us to get on a stage, you know, get a real band together, go to a real place. I mean, no, Boston's real. Boston's cool. I don't mean to diss Boston, but the subway is like, that's not a real gig. At least it wasn't for us. And people can make it happen down there, but I was not one of them. It was, everyone was grumpy. It was very dirty, and so it was cold. So I became grumpy and cold too. So that's why we're here, because that motivated us. So thank you for helping make our dream come true. My dream. I hope it's yours too, because I dragged him along. So here's one we used to play down there. This is called Head Over Heels.
1, 2, 3.
It all goes past the ocean, and I don't change my notion, 'cause I got to forgive you if I can. Sparkly tables right out there, so come find us and make us sign something. We'll sign almost anything, and I hope to get to talk to every one of you, and we'll see you again sometime real soon, like maybe tomorrow night in London, because you're going to miss us. You're going to wake up in the morning and say, oh, geez, I better go to London, and you can. Come see us at Bush Hall. Yeah, why not? It's a place. Thank you all so much. We're going to end on a blues kind of note. We love you, Brighton.
Thank you.
What do you want to hear?
Breaking All Over.
Yep. Oh.
How are we?
Dusty
Boxcar Wolf.
Yeah. Some of these we do know. You know, I meant to do Dusty Boxcar Wolf earlier, and I just plumb forgot. So let's remedy that. Thanks again for coming tonight. This was a lot of fun. We needed this.
Thank you.